We're now going to learn together another beautiful essay by Rabbi Rosenzweig in his new sefer, Mimini Michael, on Tshuva. And this is, the essay deals with the relationship between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, of Ani Lo Dodi V'Dodi Li, because there are a number of relationships that we can describe as exemplifying the connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe it's a parent-child relationship, a king-servant relationship, a doctor-patient relationship, but there's also the spousal relationship. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel, explains or asks, what is the ultimate type of love that one can have? And that's where someone is sick, love-sick for Hashem, that his mind cannot be focused on anything else. He's just constantly thinking about Hashem, compares it to loving a woman, when he can't get his mind off her. And so much more so should be our love for Hashem. And he says, this is what the Pasuk says, that we're commanded, but that we're supposed to love Hashem, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, with all our heart and soul. But he also says, this is what Shlomo HaMelech said, derech mashal, by way of a parable, ki cholas ava ani, that I am lovesick. And Shir HaShirim is a mashal le'inyan zeh. The whole Sefer Shir HaShirim is a parable for this love relationship that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, a spousal relationship. We also find the spousal relationship in Sefer Hosea, where in Perek Beis, Psukim Chafav Chav Beis, these are Psukim that we say, or men say when they put on tefillin, Ve'eras Tichli Lala, Ve'eras Tichli B'tzedek U'Mishpat, Ve'eras Tichli Be'amuna, that we're going to be betrothed to God forever. But there is a special relationship that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, specifically during this time. In Shir HaShirim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk says, Ani Lo Dodi V'Dodi Li, I am for my beloved is for me. And Sefer Budarham says, Rashi Tevos Elol, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, that we have this special relationship with Hashem during the month of Elul, but also the Pasuk in Hosea, Perek Beis, Pasuk Test, describes how Veridfas Ma'avehav Lo Sasi Gosam, that we're going to chase after other things that we love. We're not going to achieve what we want to achieve. We're going to seek whatever we want. We're not going to be successful with other women, as it were, or other things. Vamra, and what were we going to say? Elcha v'ashuv al ishi arishan. I want to return to my first husband. Ki tovli azmiata. Because it's much better to return to my first husband. So this is what we're trying to do during the month of Elul. We try to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after perhaps we've become distant from Him through our sins. If we were to contrast the marital relationship, a normal marital relationship between husband and wife, with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two primary differences. Number one is, if we are unfaithful, then when it comes to spouses, if one is unfaithful, they can't come back together. But between us and God, we can always come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can always return to Hashem. And secondly, there's an institution called divorce. When it comes to spouses, there's a whole Maseches Gittin that deals with divorce. There is no divorce from God, though. We the Klai Yisrael, cannot be divorced from God. And Rav Soloveitchik, it provides two different reasons for this. So first he explains that there is an unbridgeable gap between spouses that remains even after they get married. There's a difference between a husband and a wife. And the fact that they're separate entities, and even when they're even after they're married, it's because of their separate entities, separate beings, that this provides the philosophical justification for the basis of divorce. Even the most ideal marriage does not provide complete unity. And therefore, an imperfect union can be dissolved. However, there's no distance between God, the Creator, and His creation. There's no distance that cannot be spanned through the service of Hashem. Through Torah study or observance of mitzvot, we can always bridge the gap. And the second reason, according to Rabbi Soloveitchik, is that Hashem's relationship with Klal Yisrael withstands any destruction. A marriage between a husband and wife is an act of sanctity, an act of kedusha, which is subject to desecration. And if it's desecrated, so you're going to end the union. However, Hashem's relationship with the Jewish people is suffused with so much sanctity to such an extent that it can withstand any abuse. It can be easily abused and disappointed, but it cannot be irrevocably tarnished. That's the idea of Ve'erastich li la'olam. We are betrothed to God forever. And therefore, the spousal relationship, as it were, that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is even a more intense relationship than a regular marital relationship, because it cannot be dissolved. So how do we understand this intense relationship between God and the Jew? So first of all, as just mentioned, there's always the possibility of return. But there are other consequences of the fact that our relationship with Hashem is much more intense than a regular spousal relationship. There's a pasuk in Amos, Perek Gimel, pasuk Beis, that states, "Rak eschem yadati mikol mishpachos adama." God says, "Only you I knew, or I know from all the families of the land." And Rashi understands yadati as ahavti, that Hashem says, "I love you, Klal Yisrael, so much more than all the other nations of the world." Al kenef kod aleichem es kol avalosechem. But because of that, I'm going to supervise you more closely, and I'm going to punish you much more because of your sins, for your sins, because of our intimate relationship. And the reason, and the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, states, based on this idea, Kadosh Baruch Hu medaktek im saviv afilu kachut asara, that Hashem will supervise more closely when there is with those who are close to him. Because of the intimate relationship, the stakes are greater, and we will be punished more for any kind of misdeeds. And the truth is, that makes sense, because it means that every little thing matters. If you have an intense relationship, if you're part of a marital relationship, so then everything counts. Everything can strengthen the marriage or weaken the marriage. The high expectations between God and Klal Yisrael, like in a marriage, reflects the appreciation of the potential for the relationship. The Bnei Yisrael are punished for every misstep because the relationship is so important. And the high expectations require close supervision. And also, we should not let the small things become bigger things. In a strong relationship, like in a marital relationship, you want to worry about the little things. The little things are significant to themselves, but you also don't want the little things to become bigger things. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is very particular with Klal Yisrael, that even the little things we are held accountable for, because we want to keep that relationship strong. The Ma'abit writes that there's a difference, that tshuva is different for Jews than non-Jews. And among the things, it's a little bit of a chiddush, a little bit of an innovative position. He writes this in Beis Elokim, Shar Tshuva, Perek Yud Gimel. He writes that tshuva for Jews can help achieve kapara in this world, the next world. For the non-Jews, only in this world. He says that for Jews, we can even achieve tshuva me'ava, the higher level of tshuva out of love. Non-Jews cannot achieve that. And when it comes to Jews, even those who are part of Klal Yisrael can be part of the kapara process of the tshuva, even if they themselves don't return so much, but that doesn't apply to non-Jews. And what Rabbi Rosenzweig said, he may not go as far as the Ma'abit, but he says that the concrete threat of punishment for the Jew, and the more, I guess, stricter standards of punishment, creates the opportunity for a more ambitious level of tshuva, of drawing closer to Hashem through tshuva. Like in a marriage, a crisis in a marriage is an opportunity to deepen the relationship. So too, the crisis caused by the little things that we may have done wrong, or the little things leading to the big things that we may have done wrong, and the threat of punishment, which, you know, we don't like that obviously, but the concern of punishment, the impending Yom HaDin, this requires us to engage in tshuva. But tshuva, at the end of the day, is an opportunity to deepen our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As I mentioned in the last year, Rav Rosenzweig wrote that tshuva is an opportunity, step one, to neutralize the sin, so you're no longer omed b'mirdo, you're no longer in a state of rebellion against God. But once you return from the sin, being in this process of introspection is actually an opportunity to deepen our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So this whole process of the threat of punishment, which focuses to get introspection, at the end of the day, it's key to deepening our relationship, our already intense relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why also the steps of tshuva are very important. That when we say, we don't just say, I'm sorry. Because in a marriage, we know, we can just say, if you do something wrong to your spouse, oh, I'm sorry. You have to really mean it, and you have to think about it, and you have to process it, and you have to resolve you're not going to sin again, and you have to really feel a sense of shame. And that's why the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Perkaf Halacha Aleph, that part of the vidui is chatasi, avisi, pashati, all different types of sins. Varei nichamti uboshti b'masai. I'm embarrassed. I'm full of remorse, and I'm embarrassed. I'm full of shame for my sin. Why? Because we didn't just sin, but it impacted our intense, deep relationship. So I think the takeaway from this essay and the deeper understanding of our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and how that impacts the tshuva process is that specifically the relationship between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, it's an unbreakable bond. We always have the opportunity to return, and the relationship can never be dissolved. An intense relationship can be scary because the little things matter, the little things can lead into big things. But the constant fear of punishment provides a tremendous opportunity to work on our relationship, and that's something that hopefully during this time period we could be successful, and not only to neutralize our sins, but to deepen our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, such that we could fulfill the dictum of Ani L'Dodi V'Li, specifically during this time period.